The backdrop was the new PAM Art Museum in downtown Miami, as Major League Soccer Commissioner Don Garber, alongside Mayor Carlos Jimenez and owner David Beckham, announced that Miami had been awarded a new soccer team. Contingent on a stadium deal, the group is looking towards 2017 as their inaugural season. This won't be South Florida's first Major League team. The Fort Lauderdale-based Miami Fusion lasted four seasons. The team folded in 2001. Mike McCormick is a member of the soccer fan club, the Southern Legion.
Don't know if the plan was correct. I don't think the ownership really supported it. We didn't have a guy like David Beckham behind us supporting it. So now that we have that in place, now that there's a stadium deal potentially on the horizon, I think that it's really going to make a grand effect this time.
A decade later, both the MLS and Miami have grown. In August, a crowd of 67,000 attended the Guinness Champions Cup final between Real Madrid and Chelsea at Sunlight Stadium. Youth leagues are on the rise, and the World Cup in Brazil is only 4 months away. Catherine Moore is also a member of the Southern Legion.
More people are playing soccer in this country, and a lot of them are kids, but we have the Florida Youth Soccer Association is huge here, and I think that the sport is on the cusp.
With close to 270 million active players, soccer is the world's biggest sport. In a city as diverse as Miami, a passion for the game is one thing that people of different nationalities have in common. Adrian Duzmanian was born in Paris, lives in Miami, and thinks that a new team will draw fans.
I think it's a good soccer city. It's going to be very like South American. It's going to be a different environment than probably most American MLS teams.
Compared to sports like hockey and baseball, soccer has deep roots around the world. It appeals to an international fan base that is represented in South Florida. These fans, who are raised with soccer, are waiting for the sport's return in Miami. Patricia Kawaja moved here from London 20 years ago.
First of all, it's in Miami, where you have all these soccer fans just living right around the stadium. You have 18,000 resident Latin soccer mad fans on Brickell alone that can fill the stadium. Never mind the French, the Germans, the European soccer nations are very well represented in Miami. They live here.
Historically, the MLS does not offer expansion to a city until a stadium site has been selected. But according to MLS Commissioner Don Garber, the Miami-Beckham combination is a unique case.
People here love this sport. We together have no doubt that it will be a very, very successful MLS team.
Superstar David Beckham.
I know this city is ready for football, soccer. I've always said throughout my career, whether there's challenges or not, to be successful, you have to work hard.
The coming months will be watched closely as a stadium deal and funding are worked on. However, one person, Univision announcer Fernando Fiore, is ready right now.
I can put it in only three words. Miracle in soccer. This is a miracle.
I'm Bernard Hacker in Miami.